Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Roast Breaks Bachelor Roast podcast. And here I am with the gorgeous, talented Ben Mandelker of the B-Side blog and the cartoon, The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hi, I'm working on the next episode. I'm writing it. I'm very excited. I've basically drawn out my version of Sonia's townhouse. And I'm like, really, honestly, I just want to put up an image of that and just let it just be like nothing happens. You just look at it.
It's a pretty good image, I have to say.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time on that. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. We are excited because we're talking about the Jersey reunion today. But before we get into that, we are going to D.C. in about a week, basically next week. We're going to talk Real Housewives of New York season premiere there. So that'll be super fun. We're really, really excited for that. Then after that, a week after that, we'll be in Cincinnati, which will be great. So everyone go see us. There are two shows. One of them sold out, but the other one is like an early show. We're going to have so much fun at that. So come see us there. And in between those two shows, we are so excited. We're going to South by Southwest, which is like, oh my God, like this is like, this is the biggest thing, like festival, but it's just South by Southwest. Okay. So we're really excited by it, but, there's been some confusion about like, when do tickets go on sale, whatever. So we went and we reached out to our people to find out what the deal is. So here is how to see us in South by Southwest. This is the process. Okay. So the event is free. If you have a South by Southwest badge, the event is free. Of course, the badge itself is going to cost money. So obviously there's that. You have to also RSVP. I believe actually the RSVP thing has it's closed for now because there's like 1,000 people who RSVP'd. It might open up again. Who knows? But for right now, it's closed. And the way it's going to work is that seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. So the priority is if you have a badge and if you've RSVP'd, you are going to be let in first. If you have a badge but you have not RSVP'd, you will be let in next. And then finally, people who have not RSVP'd and then people who have RSVP'd and don't have a badge, they're going in next. So
yeah, it's crazy, but I don't know how many people with a badge are going to be there. So don't worry. If you've RSVP'd, come.
Yeah, give it a try.
Yeah, come. It's going to be a really fun show, and it'll probably be most of that.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I think so. So that's just to answer the question. There's not like tickets that are individually sold for the show.
Yeah, we're sorry it's so confusing, but it's a big festival, and there's a lot going on. We're like, how do we do this? And they're like, here's a simple way.
It's very important for us to make sure we make it as difficult as possible on this world stage.
No kidding. But people in Cincinnati, get to that early show. Come on. That'll be a smaller show, but that's going to be super fun. So everybody, here we are on Jersey Day. Very exciting times. I did think this was the last episode of Jersey. I didn't know that there were three. I thought only two. So thanks a lot, jerks.
Yeah, this was sort of like the first episode was so amazing, and this one was still good, but this one was very much like the filler-ish, like it was the transition into what clearly next week will be amazing, because that's when Danielle Staub comes out and there's just gonna be pure madness. But this was this was very fun too, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it opens up with Teresa still yelling, "You're a cold-hearted bitch!" Bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling. And she grabs Andy's cards and tries to throw them across the room, but he grabs them back from her.
Yeah.
They need to put down, they need to make a segment of just Teresa getting violent in the reunions, because they're so funny. Someone posted a GIF yesterday of Andy holding back Teresa while she's while she's trying to go after somebody at a reunion. And it's just, I mean, Andy being pushed down. There's so many great moments of violence.
I don't know why she's not in like a Hannibal Lecter mask, like a straight jacket. You know, it's like when you find out that people went to a zoo. Remember that story about those kids who got drunk and taunted a tiger, and then the tiger jumped out of the zoo and killed them? It's like, that's basically what's happening with Teresa, okay? Don't taunt the tiger.
Yeah, don't taunt her with words. Big words. Yeah, they need to have her just be like, "Tell me about the sheep sisters, Clarissa Diz."
I love fava beans sisters.
Silence of the sheep sisters.
Yeah, the sheep sisters.
Hello, Clarice.
So she tries to throw those notes, and Jackie's like, "Oh, you're going to try to throw something at me, Teresa? Aren't you on parole?" Which I like the idea that Teresa would, like, go back to jail for throwing index cards at someone.
You can. That's assault. Okay? This is 2019. That is assault, ma'am.
Assault with a casual weapon.
Yeah. Assault with, I was going to say a tree, because I was trying to think, what is paper made out of? Then trees. And I was like, trees throwing a tree. But then that made it way more violent.
Assault by flashcards.
Yeah. So Teresa's
I liked also when Andy grabbed the notes back. Like, there was a glimmer of triumph in his eyes. Like, I finally stood up for myself. He's like, wow, I'm getting stronger.
Yeah, he's like, I'm finally ready to be a father, everybody.
I can protect my baby because I can hold on to index cards.
Yes. So Teresa's like, "You white trash bitch." Jackie goes, "Oh, I'm white trash." Which is hilarious. It's like the lady who's been to prison and is waiting for her husband to get out of prison is calling someone a white trash bitch.
Yeah. She goes,
"Because you're disgusting."
I'm like, I like that she felt the need to define white trash for us, just in case it didn't really land.
Yeah. Well, this is where Teresa tries to define words, this whole episode, and it's really funny. Like, she gives her version of what a word means, and it's just classic. So, Jackie's like, "Why are you saying I'm obsessed with you? Every time I open my mouth, you come for me." And she's like, "You're like, da-da-da-da-da." Jackie goes, "You're like, yep, 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 da-da-da-da-da. Yip, 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 yip." He's like, "God, Sheree must be at home, like, wishing she trademarked that shit with Marlo."
I was going to say, this is basically the Jersey remake of that Africa trip. You know? So finally, Teresa lands on, this is basically her, this is her messaging. She's like, "You know, I'm in New York Times bestsellers, you're a blogger." That's like, you know, which makes me so sad for the New York Times, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, they did it to themselves.
They really did.
You know, the book industry has basically done it to themselves, and I don't feel bad. When every time you walk into a bookstore, it's like, "Standard Drawings" is like the main book on the shelf. Then no, screw you. You did it to yourself.
Yeah, I feel like it's like every time I go into Barnes & Noble, there's like some like book reading / signing by someone who like appeared in season 7 in America's Worst Cooks, you know, on the Food Network, you know, and talking about their journey. I'm like, is this really the best we can do in the literary world?
"Erica Jane, I got two faces on the shelves now."
It's just a book of all her sympathy cards. It's a leaflet, essentially.
Someone made an Instagram post of all the different cards she could have written people, and they are hilarious. Erica Jane, sympathy cards.
"Hey, Camille, sorry your house burned down. That sucks, Erica Jane."
I wish we could credit who did that, but I don't remember who did it. Do you?
I didn't see it. I just think I'm just laughing because that's hilarious.
That shit is funny. Very creative. Facebook, Instagram.
More effort. more effort went into that post than I think into Erica Jane's sympathy letter.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pamela.
So Teresa's like, ah, oh, what, you taking notes? You've been following it for 10 years.
So Pamela from Houston says, what planet are you living on, Jackie? Do you really think it's okay to write a nasty article about someone who invited you into their home? So Jackie's like, basically, like, Jennifer, like, prefaced her invitation with, I guess maybe Margaret said this, like, welcome to the largest house in Paramus. It's the Taj Mahal. She admits it was like, it was not a nasty article, but in retrospect, she probably should have given her a heads up.
Yeah, because Jennifer's like, truthfully, and Jackie's like, can I answer? She's like, I want you to answer truthfully.
Yeah.
But they've already made up, so this is kind of a no-go fight.
But I did think it was funny when it's like, Jennifer, did you actually read the article? She's like, I read it word for word. And she does not say my children are spoiled, but she's critiquing my parenting. And like, I'm like, she didn't, you just said it. She didn't say your children are spoiled. So what are you in such a stupid snit about, Jennifer? Drive me nuts.
Yeah, but she would have been okay if she was prepared, like you said. And then Marge is like, that's fair. That's fair. You know what? That's fair. To be honest, like, that's fair. Seriously, that's fair for me. And Melissa's like, that's fair. I think that's fair. Okay, you two. Like, this isn't a judge show.
It's the U.S. Open or something like that. And Jackie's like, you know, I didn't say anything other than complimentary things about her kid, about your kids. And Jennifer goes, but I can still be mad about it. I'm like, you're mad that she said complimentary things?
Jennifer is such a dope, and I'm really loving her.
I know. She's just like ready to be mad. Yeah. That's why she's on Teresa's couch, because she just hears triggering things but doesn't actually listen to what they are, so she just reacts.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been another housewife on the show that Teresa's like,
yeah, she reminds me of me,
and takes it as a compliment.
Yeah. It's like we said last week, if ever Teresa says that about you, you have to do some serious soul searching about what led you to that place in life.
So then we go into a segment about why is Dolores a hypocrite? Because why is it okay for her to speak for Teresa, but it's not okay for Jackie to speak for Melissa? And Dolores is like, I wasn't trying to explain for Teresa, okay? I was just trying to explain things for Teresa. That's all, okay? Yeah. It's not like I was trying to explain things. I was just trying to explain things. I don't understand what the big deal is.
You know, maybe Jackie didn't understand a lot of the language that was used. I don't think she understands words and letters and things like that. I'm like, you were the one who got so mad last week when Jackie asked if Teresa could read. And you're now saying, like, I was just trying to explain because I don't think she understands language.
She was trying to explain my languages. All I was trying to say was that, you know, like, you can persuade your husband to do things, you know? Like, you can persuade him. You can persuade him. Do that.
And he's like, persuade?
Yeah, persuade.
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 It's when I don't like persuade, because it's not good in waters. You got to treat it with Scotch God.
It's like, yeah, persuade. Like, if you want something, you can get it. I'm like, okay, Teresa. More Teresa English lessons.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they know what it means, Teresa. You're saying it wrong, okay?
Yeah. Miss Merriam-Webster, as Jackie called her. So then there's some talk about Jackie's parents and how they, like, live in separate houses. And she's like, no, I never said that my parents went to prison. My dad went to a halfway house, and he was under house arrest, and my mom was under house arrest, and she went to halfway house. Now they live in two different halfway houses, which is sort of like they live in one hallway house, I guess, if you think about it. I don't know. Anyway, my mom, at least she doesn't eat cookies for breakfast.
Then the parent segment. It's like Andy's like, aren't the parents wacky? God, remember that vag rejuvenation, Marge? She's tried it out. Like, she's worked it. Yeah, Marcidia's an animal. All right, that's it. She's an animal. She's fucked half the town, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Adulteress! Adulteress! Quiet over there, cocktail queen over there. Okay, guess what? She learns one word. Starts with letter A. Guess what? It's going to take a long time for her to get to Z. You know what I'm saying, Eddie? Classic Joan. Vocabulary joke for Joan.
If this was a game of cocktails, you'd win, cocktail queen. All right?
Hey, am I... is that time? Tom Cruise over there, is he flipping a shaker? Looks like I'm watching Cocktail. It's Cocktail Queen over there. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry, be happy, okay?
I'm scrolling through notes here.
So basically, hey, Dolores. Hey, Dolores, how's your mom's health? Well, you know what? You can't teach an old dog new cookies, okay? She's been eating this way her whole life. And, you know, what I do is I call her up. I say, hey, Ma, don't eat that cookie. Put it down. Have something healthy for breakfast. And I put down the phone and I walk over to the living room. I'm like, hey, no one's over in here. Still an empty house. I walk back to the living room, walk back to the kitchen. I'm like, Ma, you still on the phone? She hung up on me. So now I'm fully eviscerated. My mom won't even be on the phone with me. Frank's down in who knows where, Florida, doing who knows what. So I call Frank. I'm like, hey, Frank. You got to call mom and tell her to stop eating the cookies. Turns out he's not even in Florida. He's next door. He lied to me again. I don't know.
And then it's Jen's mom. And he's like, Jen, your mother is so fun. Was she fun growing up? And Jennifer's like, no, she wasn't, Andy. She was only nice to me once I got married to someone that was to her liking. Because, you know, growing up, all she would say is, you've gained weight. No one's going to marry you, fat ass. Then everyone on the other side of the couch looks at each other as if they could not imagine such a thing. And I was like, my mom is a white lady, and that's basically still what she tells me. So it sounds like a hug to me. You know?
Yeah. So then what does Jennifer's community think about her being on the show?
Well, Andy, we're a very private culture, okay? Like, we don't like to say how we got things or how much we spent on anything. But you know what? I can't help it. I wear my heart on my sleeve. You know, what you see is what you get. I'm like, bitch, buying thrones from China is not wearing your heart on your sleeve, okay? Bragging about a sunset that the rest of the entire country can see, assuming that it's cloudy, is not wearing your heart on your sleeve, okay? You wear your douchiness on your sleeve.
Yeah, totally. I love that her heart is defined by her as what she can buy.
Yeah, I think her heart is just like a Chanel pendant. That's what she means.
But my Chanel brother made it, so it's Chanel's. We don't get sued, Andy.
Chanel's. Yeah, she's hilarious. She is so hilariously ridiculous. And I just can't tell if she's in on the – I think she thinks she's in on the joke, but she's not in on the joke. She doesn't – the amount of bullshit that comes flowing out
with their private culture.
I was like, is that a – that's not something I've heard about being Turkish. I've not heard of that being Turkish is like a private or a public culture. But for her to say – I was like, what are you talking about? Private culture. I'm your private culture, a culture for privacy. Do what you want me to keep inside.
Do what you want me to not tell anybody about.
Dutch marks are dollars. American Express will do very nicely. Thank you. I'll take that, Chanel brother. Thank you.
So Andy's like, so Marge, how would you describe the house? Andy's like not happy unless people are beating each other up, you know?
Yeah.
So Marge is like, you know, it's very Liberace, you know, which as a compliment, I mean the Michael Douglas version, you know, like he banged Matt Damon. So don't yell at me, you know?
And Jennifer's like, well, at least I don't live in garment racks. Okay. I mean, not that I would ever brag about that. Very private culture. So and Marge is like, listen, you know what? Guess what? All right. You know what? We both paid the same amount for our house. It's exciting. You know, I live in Englewood, right by the city. And I just don't live in the Taj Mahal on a highway. Okay. That's it. Okay. That's Taj Mahal burn. Okay. And then she goes, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, just because Jen's answer to that is, I'm hospitable. Okay, I'm hospitable. And Marge's like, you are, you know, it's beautiful, all right? It's beautiful is what I'm trying to say. Your house is magnificent, okay? You know, everyone has a different style. Some people like, you know, having tons of shitters overlooking a cemetery, all right? I like having a house, you know, that's great, that's close to, you know, civilization. So, you know, to each his own.
Yeah. So, and it's like, so, you know, basically... Jennifer got married to Bill after like 45 seconds. And like, what would happen if Bill was small or he was bad in bed? What would you do? And she's like, oh, it's okay. There was a lot of dry humping. Yeah, it was like really exciting. And every now and then he was like going to try to show me. And he'd be like, girlfriend, take a look at this. It's so hot. And I'd be like, no, don't show me. He's like, but girlfriend, I want to show you. He was so masked. I loved it.
And Melissa's only question is, yeah, but can he pull it out? Like, does that count? Like, if it doesn't go inside you, he could just pull it out. Yeah, he pulled it out. We did it in a park, and that's why we can't be close to public schools or anywhere children are. That's how we ended up over the cemetery, basically. It's like that damn Megan.
That's a really
Ma.
Dark backstory to their mansion. Public indecency charges.
She's having
charges.
Her husband pull it out all over the place so she can make sure.
So,
she's like, Auntie, it's basically like that Cher movie. It's all in his kiss. Okay.
I mean, so I hear. I mean, I've never actually seen it. He just recites it line by line.
Hmm. So then it's like, why can you be a dominatrix, but you wouldn't even dress up like a cowboy and dance? And she's like,
because, Auntie, being a dominatrix was before I was married. And it's just, I don't like a man in my space, you know, especially prickly hairs on my body like cowboys have.
Everyone's I'm like, just looking at her like, what is wrong with you?
What, like, you know that, like, standing by a cowboy means that he's not going to be, like, naked with his, like, stubbly chest hairs pressed up against your bosom, like turning into like a romance novel all of a sudden. She wishes.
He's like, so you talk about your Turkish culture. Did you have sex with anyone before Bill? And she's like,
hashtag private culture.
I was just counting all the dicks in those hums. It's like, I was like, oh my God, she's had like 17 dicks. I was like, yeah. How many dicks can fill the space of these ums?
She, you know, that there was a period of her life where she would sneak into the city and bang some guy behind the limelight, you know?
Yeah, good for her.
Probably why I closed.
Yeah, you go. they finally got closed for public indecency because she was making everyone pull it out first so she could see it.
So yeah, she's like, well, you know, speaking about anyone that I may have slept with and had just like an amazing orgasmic time with that I haven't experienced since would be just totally disrespectful to Bill, so I choose to plead the fifth. Thank you.
So Andy's like, is your husband being nicer to you, or is he still in the pool house? And she's like, oh, he's much nicer to me ever since the show came on. Like, if we're out in public, he'll put his hands all over me. And Melissa goes, like, he's your prize? Okay, Melissa, first of all, I don't know that you're the one to jump in and start talking about husbands being disgusting.
Yeah. Okay?
Or fame whores.
Yeah, but exactly.
Jennifer's like, well, I also, think it's just that he's
nothing.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, the fact that he's like putting his hand on her more than now that she's been on TV, I was like, nothing really, there's no better way to try to dispel any sort of rumors of whatever type of rumors they may be than by doing like very public displays of affection. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a mess. I mean, what she said about her mother was so sad. And now she's like, I'm on TV, so my husband's nice to me. Like, it is pretty sad. And she's like, well, he just sees that I'm more capable of doing things without him now. And Melissa goes, it doesn't bother you that you have to be on TV to get respect from your husband? And she's like, you know, I'm really embracing it.
Melissa's like, wait till you realize that being on TV makes you get less respect from your husband.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I also liked, by the way, that during this, when Jennifer was saying, like, out of respect for my husband, I'm not going to answer that. Dolores is like this, like, very sad peanut gallery next to her saying, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want about Dolores, but she's very, very dedicated to just being a yes man. When she's with somebody, she is with them for life. Like, she's never, ever. I can't even believe she divorced Frank, which, I mean, I guess she didn't really all the way. But
I feel like next season her tagline should be like, yeah, I get it. I get it. No, that wasn't right. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, what? It's just her with her hands on her hips saying, yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I'll say that I speak for you if you tell me to.
She just comes up on screen, hands on her hips. No, I was just trying to explain it. Can we just take control out of it?
Can we stop saying the word control, okay?
Can we stop? I don't think Teresa knows what it means. Every time she sees it on a keyboard, she gets confused.
So, guys, now for the segment we've all been waiting for. Teresa's a huge victim in life, okay? It's very, very sad. And she got a really dark spray tan and looks like, you know, a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey now. with her spray can.
So, from packing lunches to being a mom with a six-pack, we saw Teresa living her best life.
Without Joe, he has to add in there. So as the segment goes on and we see her doing her, like, weightlifting, whatever, and he's like, look at that ass. It looks like you have implants. And she goes, yeah, no.
I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. Every time Andy says it, I just, it's my skin crawls. I'm sorry.
Look at that ass. Wow, that's a great ass. Whoa, have you always had an ass like that?
Yeah, Andy, I had an ass like this ever since high school. Everyone loved it. It was like the ass pounder.
What'd she say? She's like,
it was slamming. Ask anyone's.
My brother loved it.
So Andy's like, wow, I'm just so impressed with your diet. Wow. Like, I can't believe you stuck to that. She's like,
yeah, when I put something in my mind, I do it. Like going to jail. I did it.
When I put something in my mind, I persuade compassionate. It's my language, Andy's.
It's like one Christmas, I was like, this Christmas, no sprinkle cookies. So when I see sprinkle cookies, I put them in the trash. In my mind. Willpower.
So, they talk about her ass. And then Andy's like, ha ha, what a fun segment. Okay, so you're cheating on your husband, right? She's like,
Yeah, everyone saw you canoodling with a guy in Miami. She goes,
well, this is new, okay?
You took photos with him.
I took photos of a lot of people. He was touching your leg. A lot of people touched my leg.
You guys banged on the beach.
I banged on the beach a lot of people's.
Ask anyone's.
She's like, yeah. What? He goes, well, on New Year's Eve, do you remember anybody touching your leg? And she goes,
tons of people, Andy's. It was New Year's. I'm at home.
A girl wanted to make out with me. And then Melissa just rolls her eyes because, you know, Melissa is just ready to unload like a truckload full of shit. But she's like, oh, we're shooting the season in 2 more weeks, so I'll save it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Us Weekly says you weren't wearing your wedding ring. And she's like, blink, blink.
Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, who cares if I'm wearing my wedding ring or not? I mean, it's not like it's like some sacred vow that I seem to hide behind every time someone talks about Joe, you know? Like, who cares? Like, Joe never wears rings. You know, he calls me the C word when he's with his mistress. I mean, who cares?
And he's just like, okay.
This is why Teresa went to jail. It's like she cannot lie for shit. And it's amazing to watch.
It really is.
I mean, I can't believe that ponytail is still on the top of her head. She was pulling it so hard. It's like, pull and pat, pull and pat, pull and pat.
Oh, yeah. I could just, I'm just imagining Teresa as Pinocchio and just, I don't know.
Her terrible weave just keeps growing out the top of her head.
She winds up on that island and just like, so she just doesn't turn into a donkey. Everyone just leaves the island. Everyone's like, you know what? I think we're done with this island of the boys turning into donkey. Let's just let her. She can just have this space.
She immediately gets spit out of the whale because he thinks it's a fingernail.
The whale is just like not even bothering. The whale's like, ooh, no, I'm actually on a diet.
It's like, I was going to keep this in, but she tried putting giant angel wings on my mouth. So I had to spit her out.
Jiminy Cricket just hangs himself.
Geppetto's all,
Don, why you not spend more time with me?
So then we move on to Melissa Gorga's terrible marriage. I guess I shouldn't say marriage, but husband. And Andy's like, so isn't that little guy you're married to setting a bad example on how to treat a woman? And she's like, well, Andy, it's not always about the roles of man and woman, which is what I'm trying to teach my husband. If he'll let me, Andy. If he'll let me.
Yeah. And then there's like just talk about like the boutique and everything and Envy. And Teresa's like,
yeah, I bought $700 worth of shitty bathing suits there for Gabriella. And then I returned them and then paid another $500. And they were still shitties. And I was like, well, this is what you get when you buy a thing, some things that your sister, a stupid sister-in-law, stupid store. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
and he's like, do they get discounts? And March goes, very generous discounts. Very generous. And Teresa goes, more than me. And Melissa's like, Jesus Christ.
And then she's like,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So now it's the Melissa segment.
That's the grossest intro, too. Andy goes, Melissa went from searching for her sister to finding herself. Without a sister still. Because her search was just a crappy test from the internet.
Yeah. And also it was based on literally nothing, just what some kooky lady from Jersey said to her once.
Search for a sister, yeah, found guess herself, what? Shocker. Still looking for a storyline. All right, Melissa.
Yeah. Yeah, so shocker, her 23andMe kit produced no results, except that maybe she's like 5% cannoli or something. I don't know. But basically, she doesn't have a sister, a love child sister. And of course, she starts to cry about it. She's like, I don't know. I get emotional when I talk about my dad. I start to get emotional. I'm like, bitch, you were talking about an imaginary sister that like – literally does not exist, okay? And if she does exist, I'm happy to eat my words, okay? Because I'm very hungry right now. But honestly, like, are you really making us sit through? Are you really going to make us watch you cry about a sister who doesn't exist because you saw someone crying at your dad's funeral? No.
Yeah, well, it's because they said dad, so she's crying because of that. And so then Andy's like, well, how old were you when your dad died? And she's like, 17, Andy. And I will say that the way you grow up really affects you. And... daddy issues. And Tracy goes, yeah, that's why my kids need their dad to come home and not be deported. It's like, Jesus, Teresa, could you give the woman 1 minute?
I know.
That's why my kids need their dad to come home, because their daddy issues were just about to go away and they need to revive him, okay?
I think we should build a wall, Andy. A wall so high that planes can't fly over them and deported it the husbands is.
A wall that keeps in all the good little girls and keeps their daddy issues on the other sides, okay?
So Andy's like, so what's your reaction to Melissa searching for a sister? And she goes,
she has a sister right here, so.
And Melissa goes, wait a minute, you're taking offense to me looking for my sister. And she's like,
no, I'm just saying, you got a sister-in-law, you should treat more like a sister than you do.
Yeah. By the way, though, it's funny because the psychic said, your dad wants you to know that you have another sister. And like, that could have been interpreted as, guess what? Like, Teresa's really like, you know, consider you should be treating Teresa like your sister. But instead, Melissa took it very literally. I mean, which is probably for the best. I think probably the option of a ghost sister is probably better than still having Teresa, who is an actual tangible person in your life.
Yeah. I mean, Teresa just doesn't stop, you know? She's just like,
you should be on this side of the couch. That's all I'm saying.
And Melissa's like, oh my God, Teresa, I did not make the seating chart. Tell Andy if you want the sides to change. And she's like, yeah, but you're siding with people against me. Hello?
She was actually answering her cell phone at that moment. That's how she answers it. Hello?
Melissa's like, I'm literally sitting here talking about my dead father and my invisible sister, okay? And she's like,
I'm just saying, you side with people against me.
Please, you side with Dolores against me. And then Dolores goes, I wasn't against you. I'm not against Melissa today, am I, Teresa?
You know what I'm against? Pebble Tile, okay? I'll just say it. Can we talk about Pebble Tile? India's like, no.
You know what I'm not for, but I'm not against either? Cookies. There. I said it. I made a stand.
You know what? There's a time and a place for everything, Melissa. Like, cookies after lunch, but not cookies for breakfast, okay? By the way, I have to say also, as ridiculous as Teresa is being, and as much as I'm super into Melissa this season, Melissa is hilariously taking any chance she can to be outraged at Teresa, to make Teresa the villain. Like, Teresa's like, I ate
a piece of butter today.
Oh, butter? Now you get to eat butter. But before, when I served you butter, you wouldn't eat the butter. So I'm the villain now, Teresa. Is that the way it's going to be? I'm like, okay, pipe down, Melissa.
She is, but Teresa, like, literally can't even let her talk about her dead dad. Why am I saying literally so much today?
Literally. Yeah. So, yeah. So Teresa's like,
but, you know, when Jackie was coming after me, instead of sticking up for me, you just sat there.
And Melissa's like, yeah, but I don't know if you – did you just say this? When Dolores went after me, instead of sticking up for me, And she's like, but Dolores has been around for 20 years. And you could just see Dolores just sitting there. I could just imagine Dolores just sitting around for 20 years. Yeah, I'm right here. 20 years. I've been sitting here. It's comfortable. It's a comfortable chair. But, you know, sometimes you got to move on. You know what? I don't want to move on when I'm in a vulnerable place, though. So I'm just going to sit here for 20 more years. Okay?
Yeah, all right. The point is I'm here. I'm still here. All right? And Teresa goes,
it's like that Elton John song. I'm still standing. But you know what, though? I'm sitting. I'm still sitting. Better song.
I've seen good times, bad times. I've seen them all. But my dear, my mom still eats cookies for breakfast. Like, what are you going to do?
So, Marge, I know you were just about to make a point, but I'm fired up and I have to say this.
Go for it.
In the middle of all this, when Teresa is, again, attacking Melissa for not adequately defending her honor to Jackie, Marge is like, you know what? Jennifer tried to cut you with the glass and she didn't stick up for you. And I'm like, you know what? Thank you, Marge, because I almost forgot about that. And that's way worse than anything that Jennifer said about Joe.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, nothing can win in a fight about years, because that's what this is. It's like, she's like, well, Dolores stuck up for you. And Teresa's like, this one's been here 20 years. And she goes, that one's been here 5 minutes. Like, oh my God. I can see Teresa just basing everything on her life based on time. Like, this pizza's better because it took longer to get here, you know?
Yeah. It's Little Caesars, okay? It's been around since Caesar was around.
Little Caesar's the best because it don't even come to you. It's not like Domino's is quick. That's shitty. It's not like Papa John's. It takes forever. To get a Little Caesar's, you actually have to go pick it up.
Here's why I like Little Caesars more, because it's not just pizza, it's pizza pizza, so it has more pizza in it.
Teresa's like, don't look at her fiance! And Jackie's like, oh, so now no one can look at me, Teresa? What, you gotta control everything? And Dolores goes, oh, there she is with that word control thing. Can we stop with the word control? And Teresa's like, I hate that shit when she says controls.
You know what, the other day I turned on the radio, Janet Jackson was on. You know what she sang? Control. She just said control. I said, you know what, Janet? Do we have to sing this song right now? It's not the right time, Janet. She didn't answer. It was weird.
And then Melissa, for no reason, is like, good job, sister-in-law. Good job.
Take a shot right at your sister-in-law. That's good. That's good. No wonder why I'm looking for another sister.
And then Teresa just blinks. Like,
blink, 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 blink. I learned it from yous.
Okay, you two. This is my favorite part of the whole thing. Andy goes, on a lighter topic, Melissa's going to turn 40, you know, the F word. And Teresa goes,
no F words, remember?
Your friend doesn't like the F words. No fucking F words.
Your butt buddy don't like it. They don't like F words.
I'm like, babe, it's not all F words. 40 is not the real F word, okay? She's so dumb. I love it.
I know.
No F words.
So then we go to a commercial break and we come back. Andy's like, you know, Teresa, you know, I just have to say that when you said you have a sister right here, that was like a pretty lovely moment.
Yeah, right. It was sweet. That's why I was like, you're sweet.
but it took a right turn, and you could just imagine Teresa being like,
how did I take a right turn? I was sitting right here. She's
like looking behind the couch. Where it goes?
And she's like,
what do you mean? How did I turn this?
And Melissa goes, maybe I know her better than you, Andy, because that was not her being nice. She was being nasty. She goes,
how's I being nasty?
She goes, oh my God, here we are in Teresa's world part two.
Yes, my fucking world. Yes, my fucking world.
Oh, well, now you're cursing like a psycho.
Oh, I forgot your butt buddy don't like cursing, F word.
Teresa's just at that point where she just kind of repeats what Melissa says, but with like a sarcastic agreement. Like, oh, okay. And now I got to go turn on my car because it's cold outside.
Yeah, you better. That's right. It is cold outside. You know what else it is? Super cold outside.
All right. Okay. Well, I got to go. Hold on. I got to text Joe Gorga.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you got to text him. Huh? Huh?
I'm just saying that you're supposed to be my sister.
Yeah, I'm saying you're my sister, and I got, like, love for you because you're my sister.
And Melissa goes, yeah, I really feel that in my heart, Teresa. She goes, you do? Because I don't.
And then so, yeah, there's like a lot of like talk again about the cursing or whatever. And then so Teresa's like,
Melissa should be on my couch.
Like she brings this up like for the 10th time. And Andy's like, okay, listen, Melissa didn't choose where she's sitting. And she's just, and Teresa just goes,
Andy, just watch the season.
Which I love because it's like even evident to Teresa that Andy hasn't been watching. Even Teresa can pick that up.
Yeah. And Marge is like, just sitting there whispering things, which cracks me up. Because Marge's like, well, she's not like the other one. She'll at least let them have their segments, you know?
Yeah.
And but, Melissa's like, I feel like I'm going fucking crazy right now. And Andy's like, well, do you feel it? And Marge goes, note to self, she doesn't feel it.
Right.
Like, note to self. Like, seriously, literally, I'm taking a note to myself right now. And I'm saying she doesn't feel it. Anybody else have a question?
Andy's like, oh, classic Molly. Watch the season, Andy. Watch the season. He's like, yeah, dude, there's Janelle and Janice.
Doris.
And Denise? Denoris?
Splenifer?
So now they bring out Joe Gorga, and he comes out looking like he's a bouncer at like one of Teaneck's newest nightclubs. So he comes out, he's got a stupid sculpted beard. You know what? That's one of my least favorite things is when a guy does like a highly manicured sculpted beard. Hate it.
I hate when guys do events that cost $10,000 to go to. Have you heard of his event thing that he's doing? He's like, Joe, live like Joe Gorga. Be a Gorga.
Oh, I've noticed that on Instagram he's been posting inspirational things that are poorly stated. Yeah. So he had one that said, Be nice to people on your way up because you'll never know who you're going to run into on the way down when you're heading down and you might see them again. I'm like, there's an easier, better way to say that.
And then he's like, hashtag positivity. Like, it's really this misguided thing where he's kind of trying to be like the Tony Robbins of house flipping. Like, we buy ugly houses. He's literally hashtagging, we buy ugly houses.
Yeah.
Like, you sell them too.
He's going to be teaching a seminar at the Unlearning Annex.
So he's
giving a...
It's so funny. He charges $10,000 to go learn to be a Gorga. I'm like, babe, you remember when your marble in your house was made out of, like, foam and it was fake? I mean, come on. You can't even sell the house that you built because it's all like made of fake shit. Come on now. Come on.
I feel like that Teresa and Joe should do like a seminar, like a TED talk, but instead it'd be called like a TED to TED talk, you know?
And he's like, yeah, she was on this season. She was great. TED to TED.
TED to TED. Oh, TED to TED. Yeah, she was great. She opened up that pizzeria fashion store, right?
Oh, man. So Andy's like, oh, by the way, also Joe Gorga looks fucking wasted out of his mind, okay?
Eyes he's still like, hot, by the way.
Yeah, completely don't like the beard, watery. Still hot. So Andy's like, so, Gorga, you're hot. Did you have deja vu about spending time with your dad when Teresa gave you that shit at the christening? And he goes, here we go again, huh, Andy?
It's also one of his defaults. It's like, so, Joe Gorga, did you just jerk off in that plant? Because we just saw you do it, and there's still some splooge in the back of Jackie's head. Ah, here we go again, huh?
He's like, hey, Tony Slobbins, your balls are hanging out of your zipper.
Here we go again, am I right? Am I right?
And Teresa's like, So, hey, does Joe Gorga think that Tree was using Joe Giudice as a puppet with Nono? Because one of the issues was that was that the Joe Giudice was getting into Nono's ear to be anti Joe Gorga. And so was that like, was Juicy Joe basically Tree's puppet? And, basically Joe Gorga is like, no, he wasn't a puppet. This was all Joe Giudice. And I did enjoy this. I liked the shade that Joe Gorga was trying to be subtle about where he was like, you know what? I mean, look at him and look at me. Okay. I'm jerking off into the back of Jackie's head right now. Joe Gorga's jerking off into, you know, someone whose last name is Bubba.
Ted.
Like, I don't know where I'm going with that one. But either way. So, but he was basically like, look, I was out working, busting my ass, trying to build my life. And he was out playing, enjoying himself. You know, I busted my ass the hard way. You understand? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying here? And Andy's like, you're saying he didn't have anything else to do, so he spent time with your dad? He's like, no, look what I'm saying is, I was busting my ass while he, you get it, Andy? You get what I'm trying to say here, Andy? And Andy's like, you're saying you're a legit businessman? And Jackie is trying to not bust out laughing. It's like she's on a Broadway stage looking up at the balcony. Like, she's like, is everybody seeing this right now?
She's like, I couldn't help but wonder, can you be a legitimate businessman when your man is in business illegitimately? Hashtag Carrie Bradshaw, really Miranda.
She's like, I'm saving all of this up for when I have to go after Melissa next season.
Sex in the Suburbs.
So Andy's like, why don't you just spend more time with your dad? What is so wrong with that? And Melissa goes, if you ask everyone here who spends time with their parents, nobody spends more time with their parents than Teresa and Joe, okay? Like, look, No complains about everything. If Teresa's not there, he says, oh, Teresa never home. I take the kids. She at the gym. And I don't throw her under the bus now, do I? Like, you just did.
She's like, listen, have you ever hung out with a hairdryer? Okay, that's what it's like to be with No-No. It's just like, ooh!
It's like a hairdryer with motion control, Andy, okay? Yeah. Every time you see somebody move in the room, all you hear is, ooh!
You ever wonder what it sounds like when Tarzan gets really old? Okay, that's No-No. You want to hang out with that all the time? Okay.
Have you ever heard a chair squeak, Andy? Now imagine that chair squeak never stopping. All right, that's No-No.
You know what it sounds like when they open the door at the loading dock at Target? Okay? It's like, oh! You want to hang out with a loading door?
So then Andy's like, so, Patuki from Tawuki wants to know, Teresa, you made a big deal about spending time with your dad. With Teresa or Melissa and Joe, but you're working out 2 times a day and shooting a TV show. Isn't that a little hypocritical? And she's like, I got 4 kids. I'm by myself. I gotta work. I'm like, they're not talking about you.
I gotta work out for twos.
They're not talking about a job. They're talking about you going to the gym 2 times a day.
I know. She goes,
I'm by myself. I'm providing for my families. Okay? Like, thank God for me. Thank God for the kids, huh?
Like, thank God for the kids. What, are they working too?
Thank God for me.
Oh, so funny.
That's going to be her musical.
Thank God for me.
The Teresa Giudice story.
So then Gorga, of course, like to cement this fight, he's like, hey, Teresa, huh? You using that thing in the drawer? That rabbit?
And Andy goes, he's just like, he's talking about your vibrator. It's real subtle, Andy.
He's like, use your rabbit, Teresa. Use your rabbit. She goes,
his name is Levo.
Which is the funniest fucking thing to know ever. Like, if anybody, you guys remember that, because you're going to need that for Housewives trivia one day. Teresa's rabbit is named Lilo. So there you go.
That's a lot of interesting implications there.
I dream of Leo DiCaprio marrying Lindsay Lohan. That's their name together. Lilo!
So, can a wife control her husband? Can we stop saying control? There's that word again. Oh, my God. Oh, I tell Frank, can we just, like, get rid of the word control? Can you, like, issue a motion in the assembly? And he's like, guess what? I've been disbarred. And I'm like, I can't. How could you tell me that? I thought you got hired as – I thought you were a lawyer again. You told me you got a lawyer. Turns out he lied to me twice. Can you believe
Why I'm not wearing pantyhose, huh? Because they're called control tops. I'm not even going to deal with it. Right? So Joe's like, I don't know if you can control your wife, your husband. I mean, it depends on your husband. All right. If you got a husband without balls like Marty, maybe, but you can't control me.
You can't control me at all. It's like all you have to do is like take a Hustler magazine and wag it in front of you and you'll do whatever is needed.
Yeah, and then Teresa tries to explain what she means, which is hilarious because Andy's like, but Teresa, could Giudice control you? And she's like,
You know what? If he talks to me sweet, he can get what he wants. And Jen's like, oh, God, just without the word control. You see how Teresa did it? And Dolores goes, yeah, damn with the word control. I hate the word. So Teresa's like, you see, I didn't tell my dad what to say. Like, he says he needs more time with them, and he said that on his own. And Jen goes, I can help here, Andy. My husband had 2 surgeries, but he canceled them so he could be here to love me today. Also because there's cameras here, which he also loves, and I'm embracing it, okay?
The other day, he had 5 surgeries, and I was like, guess what? I got 2 tickets to see Liza Minnelli, and he said, okay, I guess I'll go to that instead. See? Real easy. Real easy.
You know, now I say when you want to go on a date, and he says no. I say you want to go see Mamma Mia again, and he's rubbing all over me, Andy, the whole way.
The whole way. He's rubbing on me, saying, this is what it's going to be like, Hans. I think he calls me Hans for fun. I don't really get it.
He just keeps saying, here we go again. My.
How can I forget you?
You're queen. My dancing queen.
So Teresa's like, please, if you want something from my brother, you know how to get it, honey. When I said control, you knew exactly what I was talking about, all right? I didn't mean control. You know what I mean. You know my language. You know, even this one knows my language. She's been around here for 4 minutes, that Splendifer girl. Andy's, you know my language, Andy's.
You know my language. When I say control, I mean, like, I don't mean control. I mean, like, having the ability to have, like, to, like, control someone.
Yeah. I mean, fuck them. That's what Teresa's saying. She's like, if you want to control your brother, if you want to control my brother, you fuck him. So basically, Teresa's like, whore yourself out for time for my father. Like, fuck your husband when you don't want to so that my father can get some more time while I'm at the gym 3 times a day. I mean,
exactly. On. And Joe Gorga's like, listen, I'll suck my wife's toes. I'll stick my tongue right in between each little piggy right there, okay? Because guess what? This piggy went to market, and this piggy went into my rectum, okay? And I'll work my way from the toes all the way up, from the kneecap to the boobs to her tongue to her eyebrows. I'll do all of it, and I'll make little swirling patterns like I'm fucking, you know, like a figure skater right on her stomach with my dick, okay? And I'm going to play Celine Dion, so it really sets the mood. I'm going to be like Katarina fucking Witt with my dick all over her. But she can't tell me what to do. Thanks. Thanks for the image.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. So Andy's like, people aren't fighting enough. So Jackie, can Melissa control Joe? And Jackie's like, no. That's your opinions, because you're best friends, huh, but buddy, huh? Melissa's like, what are we, 12? And she goes, we are 12, because you like her, right? Agreeing. Right? You like her, right? Right? You like her, right?
Back to nonsensical agreements.
Yeah, we are 12. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
And Melissa, she just keeps it up this whole time.
Yeah, I'm a dinosaur.
Because Melissa goes, you don't like her, obviously. And Teresa goes, obviously, I don't like her.
See? If I put the obviously in the front of the sentence, it's scarier. Huh?
She goes, I don't like us because she came between us, did. And Melissa's like, you came between us. You suck as a sister-in-law.
Joe Gorga's like, I came on both of yous.
Dolores is like, okay, here I am. Rosetta Drone. Okay, this is what Teresa meant when she said that, okay? She's just saying she didn't like that you came for Joe, because you said something about her husband. She goes,
what I'm saying is family should fit stick with family.
Okay? Yeah. she's really good about family should stick with family. And then, but when Jennifer breaks a glass and is like going to go shank Melissa, suddenly family isn't all about standing with family.
Yeah, well, what did she say about Melissa 1 year? It's like, I didn't stick it in it. It's like she's by marriage or something. Like, she's only family by marriage, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So Teresa's like,
Melissa, you should have said, when Jackie said those things about Joe, you should have said, Jackie, don't speak to her like that. She's my sister-in-law. She's the greatest person on earth. She gets a great discount, better discount than everyone else at Envy. And you shouldn't be saying that because she's living it in the moment. It bothered me.
Well, what about when Dolores said that I should have been there on the dead mom's anniversary? That wasn't cool, like guilting us about that. She goes, I suck up for you. Ask anyone. Ask Dolores. And Dolores is like, all I can think about is telling my mom, catch, you want a cookie? And throwing a carrot and seeing if she'll catch it. That might actually be a good idea. I'm going
to
try that.
You ever try to sneak a carrot into a cookie? You know, like with dogs, you put a pill into their kibble. You know what? You ever put a carrot into a cookie? Doesn't always work. Doesn't always work.
If they want me to say something, they're going to have to use the word control. That's it.
I'm triggered. This is me triggered right now. Oh, now I'm untriggered. Oh, you know what? That was nice. I liked actually being triggered for a second there. Felt good to be vital, you know?
So then Teresa pulls out her, her baby props again. She's like, Melissa, your nieces have no fodder here. They got no fodder. Melissa's like, you know what? That is low. You're saying nothing but bullshit on that cat. You are a mega bully. You're embarrassing. She's like, well, mega bully. So many words.
I won the mega bully.
No, not the mega billions. The mega bully. Mega bully.
So Gorga, of course, tries to end this like every fight on here ends. He's like, can I say something? Huh? Listen, family, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. You make mistakes. You make mistakes. People make mistakes in home buying, but they can fix them if they come to my TED talk. Hashtag we buy ugly houses. Hashtag you're an ugly hooker. Just shut up. Use your rabbit. Okay, family, right?
That's family. It. So, Melissa, do you think that Teresa just tolerates you? She's like, you know what? For a moment there, I really thought things had changed. But honestly, I think she just tolerates me. And then he's like, well, do you just tolerate Melissa? And Teresa's like, blink, blink. What does tolerate mean again?
Blink, blink, blink. Yeah, Teresa's just trying to figure out what tolerate means.
I like to use I don't like public transportations. No, not trolleys. You don't take a trolley. Tolerate. I have an easy pass, not tolls.
No, and I know you're not Toll House cookies either.
I would never call Melissa short.
No, not tall. Tolerate.
So it doesn't mean to make someone taller to tolerate them?
I told her, go to the Ralpha.
So Teresa's like, look, I don't think she's all lovey-dovey to me either, okay? The way she treats me is the way I treat her. And Eddie goes, would you guys be friends off the show? Like, would you be friends? And Teresa doesn't know if this is a good or a bad thing. So she's like, I don't know, maybe we would be friends. Like, she can't tell if he's trying to get her to insult Melissa or not.
So then Kathy from the Hamptons has a theory. I don't know what Kathy's doing over there in the Hamptons, but she goes, Kathy's theory is that the tension between Teresa and Melissa is sexual.
God. I mean, do they need to make this show grosser?
I know. It's already bad enough that we have a brother and sister who have sexual tension. And now we have sister-in-laws that have sexual tension.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, Kathy.
Pass. I pass.
We know that was Ina Garten, by the way, right? Writing it under a pseudonym. She's like, oh, wouldn't this be wonderful? Just watching them.
Jeffrey from the Home Office wants to know.
If you have a sister-in-law who's vile and lies and spent a year in jail, that's great. But store-bought's fine.
So then their answer is like, Teresa's like, yeah, she always does grab me ass. And Joe's like, yeah, they love each other. Family. So then the next questions are, how does Joe text the girls? Does he have a cell phone in prison? Like, how big is his cornhole? Is it an iPhone 10 or a jitterbug?
She's like, no, I text his, and then the computers is like, oh, Joe, here's what your wife says and stuff.
Yeah.
So so then we have the Joe Giudice moment where Bravo once again tries to make us feel any sort of sadness for this family of frauds. Okay. So we see like a very long montage of like the history of Joe and Teresa and going to jail. And then in the little box down in the corner where they see like live reactions, you know, it's just like a series of these people, like the women, like touching the corner of their eyes that make it seem like they're crying as if like half the people here give a shit, you know?
Yeah. They're like, I booger check.
Yeah.
And then so, Teresa goes, because Andy goes, but you know, Teresa, like, are you mad? And she goes, yeah, I went to jail, so of course I'm mad. And he's like, but before when I was asking you, you wouldn't even say that you were angry. You've evolved. What?
Wow. She went from Cro-Magnon to Neanderthal. Doesn't mean she's arrived.
You went from lying about not being angry to lying about not fucking somebody in Miami when you were basically caught holding his hand constantly on New Year's Eve. So she goes,
yeah, but that time, Andy, I didn't lose my family at the time. Like, I got a small family. My mother, my dad, my girls, Joe. So when is that?
Like, wow, way to just leave out everybody else in your family. You've got
yeah. So she feels like Joe Giudice took away time with her mom, and so Andy's like, so do you guys fight about that? She's like, no, we don't fight about it, but I like to throw it in his face. I'm like, yeah, so you fight about it, yes.
Yeah, I throw it in his face when I'm mad.
Okay, you fight about it, yes.
Yeah. So. He's still staying strong, though, guys. So Andy's like, but if he's deported, will he go directly from prison to an airplane? How does that work? What are the logistics of that? She's like,
I don't know exactly the technicalities of that, but
stay in a lodge, so.
Hopefully we don't have to cross that bridge, because I got my Easy Pass revoked, actually. Remember when I said Easy Pass? I don't have no Easy Pass.
And Andy's like, well, have the lawyers given you even a sense of his chances for appeal? She's like, they're trying their best, Andy's. And next is the big question. You've been so ride or die with Joe and so devoted to him. Do you so not strong. Remember just asking about the affair that she's blatantly having right now? Like, come yeah. on.
So you're going to go to Italy with Joe? She's like, no, I probably wouldn't go. And Andy's like, so what you're saying is you're going to go your separate ways. And she's like, And then it's like, next week on the reunion. So that's our cliffhanger.
Yeah. She's like, not having their dad is bad, but not having American moms is worse. Keeping my kids here, Andy.
Yeah.
And then and next week, we get some Danielle drama, and all the husbands come on.
Ooh, yeah, Danielle has, like, added, like a reunion dosage level of fillers in her cheekbones. So she basically looks truly like an alien. Yeah. Yeah. God bless her. God
she
bless
looks
her.
Insane.
Yeah.
So that's it for today. We will be back tomorrow with our first recap of Mexican Dynasty.
Oh, so exciting.
Go, come to see us in South by Southwest next week, guys. We're so excited to see you. And go get your tickets for that early Cincinnati show. It's 5 p.m. in Cincinnati. It's going to be a happy hour show. We're going to get drunk. Okay, everybody, come with us.
Be fun times, okay? See everyone tomorrow.
Bye.